Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 10th. Today marks a day that is difficult for many of us because this would have been Joey Gleason's birthday, our custodian who went to be with the Lord sometime recently. We want to be praying for Joey's wife and his kids in this difficult time. Today is Missions Monday, and so we want to also be praying for the mission team who is going with the Builders for Christ mission to Wisconsin. We'll talk more about what they're planning to do at the end of the podcast. In the scriptures today, we are in Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 22, and I thought that I would read from the New Living Translation this week. The title in the Bible says, Peter and John before the council. So to give you a little context, Peter and John have, in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ, healed a lame man, and it stirred up a crowd, and Peter begins to testify about the fact that it was all because of Jesus, who was raised from the dead and is Lord and Savior. And so, as you can imagine, the chief priest and the leaders who hated Jesus are not happy. And so today's scripture is about the interaction between Peter and John and those who are the temple leaders. When Peter and John were speaking to the people, they were confronted by the priest, the captain of the temple guard, and some of the Sadducees. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John were teaching the people that through Jesus there is resurrection of the dead. They arrested them, and since it was already evening, they put them in jail until morning. But many of the people who heard their message believed it, so that the number of men who believed now totaled about 5,000. The next day, the council of all the rulers and elders and teachers of religious law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, along with Caiaphas, John Alexander, and other relatives of the high priest. They brought in the two disciples and demanded, "By what power or in whose name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of our people, are we being questioned today because we've done a good deed for a crippled man? Do you want to know how he was healed? Let me clearly state to all of you and to all the people of Israel that he was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, the man you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to in the scriptures, where it says, 'The stone that you builders rejected has now become the cornerstone.' There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved." The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus. But since they could see the man who had been healed standing right there among them, there was nothing the council could say. So they ordered Peter and John out of the council chamber and conferred among themselves. "What should we do with these men?" they asked each other. "We can't deny that they have performed a miraculous sign, and everybody in Jerusalem knows about it. But to keep them from spreading their propaganda any further, we must warn them not to speak to anyone in Jesus' name again." So they called the apostles back in and commanded them never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard." The council then threatened them further, but they finally let them go because they didn't know how to punish them without starting a riot. for everyone was praising God for this miraculous sign, the healing of a man who had been lame for more than 40 years. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I can just imagine the scene. People are around Peter and John, and the chief priests get jealous. They're like, "What are y'all doing preaching resurrection from the dead in Jesus Christ?" They think that Jesus was a blasphemer, and Peter again gets the opportunity to share before the council of the rulers and the elders. And did you notice the names Annas and Caiaphas? The one who said it is better for one man to die than the whole nation to perish. And they come before them and they talk about the fact that this man who is in their presence, who has been healed of his lameness, this man was healed by the powerful name of Jesus the Christ, whom they crucified, but was raised from the dead. Then Peter reminds them of a passage from Psalm 118 and verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected, so you rejected Jesus, has now become the cornerstone, the one on whom we build our faith. Listen to verse 12 again. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we may be saved. Then the passage goes on and the leaders say, well, it's obvious that this man was healed, but we're telling you, don't preach in Jesus's name anymore. And here Peter and John reply, do you think God wants us to obey you rather than him? We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and heard. And so here, civil disobedience comes because they need to follow God's law more than they need to follow the law given to them by the leaders. All right, there's so much here, and I'm so grateful for just the reminders of the power of Jesus, the reminders that there is salvation in no other name, but that we can call on the name of the one who was raised from the dead to be saved. As I mentioned earlier, it is Missions Monday, so we want to be praying alongside the Builders for Christ mission trip that is in Eclair, Wisconsin this week. They are building the initial buildings for the Haven Church. This is a church that was started in 2021, and currently they are renting an old Sears building, and today they have approximately 250 in worship. The main focus of the trip this week is to set the HVAC units in place and to run the ductwork and carpentry and electrical. Ed Wills is there, and he said there should be 60 construction missionaries on the job site from Meadowbrook, North Shelby, and New Haven, Mississippi, including our church, Mountain Brook Baptist. So we want to be praying for safety for them while they travel and safety on the job site. And that this tool, this building that is being constructed, may be used by the Haven Church to help grow the kingdom of God in the Eclair area. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the fact that you are the chief cornerstone. And we build our lives and our church on the fact that you gave of yourself. You died for our sins. You were resurrected, and you have power over sin and death, and we praise you for that, Lord. We ask, Lord, on this day that you would bless the mission team who has gone with the Builders for Christ to Eclair, Wisconsin, and we ask, Lord, that the building would be a blessing to the community and that many would come to know you and to follow you. We pray for safety on the job site, and we pray for relationships that are built as the people are doing the ductwork and as they are doing electrical work and everything else that this team has been tasked with this week. We continue to remember the youth and the children and the VBS workers and the Life Week workers, and we ask, Lord, your blessings upon them. We pray, Lord, that many would come to know you and have life in your name. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.